There is a word that I like very much. It is in Deuteronomy chapter 8. It is usually a reminder of all that God allows in the life of the people of Israel. Situations that seemed critical, complicated, difficult, that nobody wanted to live, but very necessary to grow, to mature, and to have firmness. I am in favour of not starting something that I am not going to finish, so that we learn patience and permanence in what we have received and have believed. Above all, the purpose of God. We need to mature and we need character. And character is not formed in the Dominican Republic, on the beaches, with the sea breeze. Character is not formed in Disney World. Character is not formed where you have everything in your favour. Character is formed in a place where few would like to go. Character is formed in the desert. Now the problem is that as human beings, we tend to get used to what we already give up, or to what is not going to change in our lives. And I want to tell you beforehand that deserts are allowed by God. They are not places where you are going to park and you are going to stay and live. God's prefabricated deserts are places of passage, because there God is always watching over you. He teaches you and works in your life. He transforms your character and leads you to change your life, to have a different perspective on things, to enjoy them, to be grateful and to receive more and to advance. The deserts will cause moments of tears, of despair and impatience. But it is there that we have to go to be completely transformed by God. When you're in the hands of God, the deserts will always bear fruit for good. That's the word I want to share with you. I want you to put your name there and then look at what the Lord tells you. Remember how the Lord God led us through the wilderness for 40 years, where he humbled us and tested us and revealed to us our characters, and also to find out if you truly obey his commands. Yes, he humbled you and he allowed you to go hungry, and then feeding you with manna, a food that neither you nor your ancestors knew until then. He did teach it to you that people do not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. God does not forget unless it is about our sins, because when we repent and ask for forgiveness, he no longer remembers your sins. The first thing God asks you to remember today is not the times you failed, but the deserts through which he allowed you to walk. Do not forget that where God took you from, and do not forget the process that you have gone through in your life that were necessary. And secondly, learn that the deserts, or the processes of God, have two characteristics. Number one, it is only momentary. And number two, it is light. That is, it is not as complicated as it seems. Sometimes we complicate things. Sometimes even 2 + 2, we want to make a square root, a logarithm, and then divide that number by 2. We complicate things because we are stubborn. We consider that it is something simple that God has already solved. But it is not God who complicates our life. It is we who complicate it. The people who say the gospel is complicated and that serving Christ is difficult, it is they who are the ones who complicate it, because it is difficult for us to renounce our arguments, to renounce what we consider, and for us to be fully submitted to what God really considers and what is really true and what will bless our lives. So the desert is light and momentary. Why do I say this? Why is it so important that we understand this? So that you don't build a ranch in the middle of the desert. Sometimes we become conformed, or even worse, we become resigned, and we think we're going to die there and that everything is over. But is that what the Lord created us for? No, there is more. The desert for the people of Israel was only a test. From there, God took them on to the promised land. But he did not take the ones who came out of Egypt, because unfortunately, in the desert, they did not let God's work in their lives. And that is the other thing that happens. We fight with God, and and we do not let him guide us. We deny and we hinder his plan. And in the end, we do not move beyond the desert. Those who entered the promised land were a new generation. They were born in the desert, but they knew God. It is sad to spend years of your life without enjoying what God has done for you, because you created an idea of the gospel and of God in your mind, and there it stayed. You did not understand. You did not let yourself be processed. And you did not understand that the desert is only a season of life through which it is mandatory to pass. There I will learn to depend on God. There I will learn and know that he is my healer. He is my provider. That he is the one who sustains me. That outside of him there is nothing. Nothing exists. Do you see? What the desert does produce is a maturity of character. I don't know what deserts you are going through today. It could be an economic recession. You're out of work. You have a family and you're worried about how you're going to bring home to them today. I'm not telling you to stay with your hands crossed. Keep knocking on the doors. What I ask you is not to despair, because it is useless to pray and give your burden only to continue to despair again. Maybe you didn't see the announcement when it said, "Welcome to the desert," because if you had seen it, you would have gone a different path. But today you are not alone. The desert is on the way to the promised land. It was on the way of where God wants to put you and wants to take you. And if you went the different way, you would have had delayed the process, because later you would have had to go through here again. But today you entered. You are there. Now you must find God in the midst of that darkness that you are living in. And you can find God because he came to meet you. He is here in the desert. When the roads are erased by the sandstorms, the Lord comes and clarifies them so you do not get lost. Do you know why? Because today's crisis was not designed by God to lose you, to harm you. The things that seem to damage your life, it is not so. They are strengthening you and are lifting you up, because God has a different way of seeing life and sees it much better than we see it and imagine it. So don't plant yourself in the desert. Don't set up a ranch in the middle of it. Trust in the Lord that this is a mild, momentary, but what it produces in your life is eternal. It remains forever and brings an abundance of blessings to your life. Let's pray. Father, I receive this word because every time I read the Bible, you speak to me, Lord. I join with all who are receiving this word that today came to them just in time. Those who are about to make a wrong decision because there is peer pressure, because there is pressure in the desert. Father, today I pray in the name of Jesus that you make them enter a reason not to make that wrong decision. I ask you, Lord, that we can be patient and understand what you need us to understand, so that the time that you programmed for us to pass through the desert is fast, and that we are not slow ones. I ask you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today I have spoken to you the words of your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always comes, just in time. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, you can go to YouTube and search Devotionals Just in Time. Give it a like, click on the little bell to subscribe. You can also look for us on social medias as Devotionals Just in Times or Pastor Elias HC. And may God continue to bless you. Amen.